All right, welcome everyone. If we could have a roll call to establish quorum, it'd be appreciated.
Adrian Ackerman?
Here.
Thank you. Ann Lopez?
Here.
Thank you. Corinne Cooper?
Here.
Thank you. Leanne Hernandez?
Present.
Thank you. Emily Tate? Jim Block?
Present.
Thank you. Janet Fisher?
Here.
Thank you. Kenneth Smith?
Here.
Thank you. Laura Summers?
Here.
No, excuse me. Margaret Joplin?
Here.
Thank you. Maureen Lewick?
Here.
Thank you. Melissa Brown Dominguez?
Here.
Thank you. Nancy Fung?
Here.
Thanks. Robert Clark?
Here.
Thank you. Valerie Sanchez? And Valerie Sipp? Okay. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. If I could, I would appreciate if staff and guests would introduce themselves. Let's start with Arts Foundation staff, please.
Good afternoon. This is Adriana Gallego, Executive Director.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Lilwyn Reyes, Public Art Director.
Thank you.
Hi there, this is Abby Christensen, Public Art Collections Manager.
Thank you.
Hello. Sadie Shaw here, PECD Administrator.
Very good.
This is Ariel Fry, Public Art Coordinator.
Thank you.
And this is Donna Isaac, Special Projects Manager.
Very good. I believe that's all the staff present. Any guests here? I believe we have one.
Well, this is Felix Lawrence. I represent Ward 2 in exile on this committee.
Thank you. All right. We are going to take a minute to honor our flag in a moment of silence. Feel free to say the pledge, should you so choose. And we'll begin now. Thank you. 1 minute. Very good. 1 minute has passed. We'll move on then to agenda item 4, call to the audience. For those of you who have been tracking our agendas in the past, typically we've held this towards the end of the agenda, and it was noted that most public bodies tend to hold their call to the audience at the beginning of the meetings. So we've moved this item up to item 4. So we have one person signed up for call to the audience. Again, this is the time with any member of the public may address the Public Art and Community Design Committee members. Due to time constraints, the total time allocated for this is 15 minutes. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes each. At the conclusion of the call to the audience, members of the public body may respond to a personal criticism made by those who have addressed the public body may ask staff to review a matter or may ask that a matter be put on future agenda. Please note that personal criticisms do not include criticisms of a policy, project, proposal, etc. Members of the public body shall not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during an open call of the public unless the matters are properly noticed for discussion and legal action. So with that, we have one individual who cares to speak. I believe that's Mr. Lawrence.
That's right. Thank you. So the founding document for this committee is called Administrative Directive 7. It's a City of Tucson document. And in this document, it says that PACT participates in the development and implementation of the public art plan. However, the City of Tucson has no such plans, has never received such a plan. I asked the city clerk about it, and 2 months went by, and they finally told me, no, we have no such document. We've asked the Arts Foundation for this document. They have not provided it. And in all the years I've been involved with this committee, I've never heard the plan even mentioned. So the question is, will you make a plan? Fortunately, we have a document that would work as a foundation of a plan. PACT's free wall resolution is the only time in recent years that this body has endorsed a policy objective. So it is a plan, and it's a good place to start if you all want to make a plan. The question is, why hasn't this body ever made a plan? Well, I lay this directly at the feet of the Arts Foundation. The Arts Foundation, I believe, lives in fear that this committee will simply stop working. And these precious moments of quorum need to be spent on rubber stamping AFSA's projects. Also, all these years, the Arts Foundation has said that this body is merely an oversight role. It only has oversight. But clearly, if Directive 7 says that this committee is supposed to be making plans and implementing plans, that's far more than oversight. That's an active role in shaping the direction of public art in this city. And that's what this committee should be doing. And any one of you can speak up and have this put on the agenda for next meeting or any meeting. And I suggest that you do so. 3 minutes is a lot of time. When I was on this committee, I was never allowed to speak for more than one or two sentences. So I'm used to making my messages short, and I'll do so today. And I release the rest of my 3 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lawrence. Without any comments from members of the board, we'll move on then to item 5. And that's my welcome and chairperson's report. Yes. Maureen, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Actually, we do have a plan. And I looked at the county website. Now, the county is kind of undermined in this because, of course, there are many more representatives from the city. But we do have 3 representatives right now from the county, and there is a county plan. If you look at Section 5.5, Arts and Entertainment Element, on pima.gov, there's a plan with goals and how to implement those goals. And there is also an administrative plan, which is at the bottom of PACD's website where it says county, and that lists all of the things that the county administrator is supposed to do to implement the county's art plan. Thank you. And actually, I think it should be put on the agenda for next time that the city adopt the county's plan.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for that recommendation and your request for that agenda item is duly noted, Ms. Lewick. Thank you. Any other comments on the part of any of the committee members?
I'm sorry, this is Adrienne Ackerman. I think it would be really great to have an agenda item where there's just some like discussion and clarity around this as well. I really appreciate what Felix Lawrence has brought up, what Maureen has brought up, and in that City of Tucson administrative directive, you know, it does say that PACD is a standing committee of the Arts Foundation. So there's like really interesting interplays of, you know, jurisdictional relevance of like oversight here. And I'm just curious if it could be laid out a little bit more clearly for us. I'm also curious, like, if we have a role in developing and implementing the plan, does that mean we're working with administrative representatives from the Arts Foundation, the city, and the county, or does that mean like the Arts Foundation helps to craft the plan, we get to provide input? I think there's a number of different ways I could interpret these documents, and I would love, just love a discussion and some clarity.
Very good. Thank you, Ms. Ackerman. I think that will offer some insight as to how to agendize this particular item. Any further comments on part of any committee members in relation to this item?
Yeah, I just want to say that I agree that if we do have a plan, I think that, you know, it would be great if we could all look at it and review it and talk about it next meeting, or, you know, if there is one with the county or whoever.
Yes, I will say that I agree with that, that we really need some clarity around this, because I have none.
That's fine. Now, we can't discuss the item yet. We have to agendize it. So that will be done. I think guidance to me and staff on how you would like to have the discussion characterized has been given, but we really can't get into the weeds on it until it is so agendized, in fairness to the public at large who may have an interest in this particular discussion. Any other comments on part of the committee in relation to the audience?
I think part of putting some context around this would be for staff to perhaps ensure that everybody on PACD has a copy of the administrative directive, so they can see for themselves all the wording around this.
Okay, thank you. Any further comments on part of committee members in relation to the call to the audience and desires for or direction in relation to a future agenda item? Hearing none, I will now move on to item 5 without objection. Very good. Welcome, everyone. Chair, this is time and opportunity for a chairperson's report. I really have nothing to report this month. I do look forward to working with staff and all of you to discuss some of the issues that have been raised. And with that, I will move on to then agenda item number 6. Which is our public art director's report. Wilwin Reyes, you're on.
Hello. How are you? And thank you, Chair Block. So I'm going to share my screen just so we can briefly go over the report. Hopefully you've had a chance to look at it when it was sent out earlier. Okay. I think we're there. So as stated, we have a new project launching in the summer in Ward 6. This is Midtown at 5th and 6th and Country Club. It's in that little, we're calling it an island. I don't know what it is. It's two bus stops and a weird little sliver. Mm-hmm. So working with DTM, that's the location they found the most viable for the artwork. So we are looking for panelists if anyone is interested, or if you know anyone in the area that might be a good fit to be on this art panel, please reach out to me or Ariel via email, and then we'll send you or them the link for that project. A brief note about it, there's no walls. It's a freestanding space, and the design, project design is already complete, so there won't be any sort of amendments to, like, the bus stops or benches or anything. It'll be a space for a freestanding sculpture. We're also looking for a panel to replace Alex Jimenez for the Southside Public Safety Complex. We went over this, I think, last year. And this project had built in an art plaza in the design, which will be on the corner of Fair Street and Park. Complex is directly adjacent to the Ward 5 offices. So if you are in the region or interested in this location or in this project, the artist has been selected. It's Gordon Uther. Feel free to click on the link when in the document to learn more about the work he does. And then we'll briefly go over the public art work plan, which shows all the projects that are active and current to date. As you know, this is ever-changing because it works in conjunction with the city's CIP schedule. But one thing I wanted to note at the bottom that shows all the upcoming projects, we met with the parks team today. So there's already an update on these. There's going to be several more parks projects we have them planned out through fiscal year 2025. So you'll see those reflected in next month's agenda. So these CTA launch dates that you see here, the 5th and 6th Street one is the only one that is on schedule. The rest are being shuffled around a little bit. So that's the end of my report, so I'll stop sharing. And we can move on to the next agenda item. Thank you all so much.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Reyes. Any questions of Mr. Reyes on his report? Very good. We'll move on to then item 7, review and approval of the March 13th, 2024 meeting minutes. Chair will entertain a motion and a second. Do we have a motion?
To approve.
Ms. Lopez moves to approve.
I second. It's Kenna.
Ms. Smith seconds. Any discussion?
Jim? I did notice that there is not a year on the minutes, so I would like to entertain the addition of 2024.
Good catch.
I presume the maker and the second will accept those that commentary without undue formality.
Yes.
With that, all those in favor, do we need to do a roll call?
Yes, we do.
Very good.
Roll call, please.
Approve.
Ann Lopez?
Approve.
Corinne Cooper?
Approve.
Leanne Hernandez?
Approve.
Emily Tate? Jim Glock?
Approve.
Janet Fisher?
Approve.
Kenna Smith?
Approve.
Laura Summers?
Approve.
Margaret Joplin?
Approve.
Maureen Lewick?
Approve.
Melissa Brown-Dominguez?
Sorry, I couldn't find the mute button. Approve. Thank you.
Thank you. Nancy Fung?
Approve.
Robert Clark?
Approve.
Valerie Sanchez? And Valerie Sipp? Chairman, you have unanimous approval.
Very good. Thank you. We'll move on then to the next item on the agenda, which is the free wall letter of support and the timeline. This is an opportunity to review the Pima Art Community Design Committee's discussion of this particular concept and the letter of support over the last almost 4 years, and the opportunity for any committee members to further discuss it. Again, the last discussions in relation to this were encouragements on the part of the chair at the time, that may have been me in an interim capacity to go back to your appointing agency or representative and express PAC D's position on this particular item. It is not necessarily a responsibility of the PAC D and Arts Foundation staff to promote the free wall. It's a burden on us as PAC D committee members to do so individually. But with that, I'll open it up for committee members to offer their comments and insights in relation to this. With that, I'll leave it to the committee.
Yeah, hi, this is Adrienne Ackerman. I'm sorry that I have to be off screen at the moment because I'm really excited about this conversation. I'm just curious if any of my fellow committee members did that, like talk to their appointing representative, and if so, what the response may have been. I'm also curious, I really, really appreciate the timeline that the staff put together and this topic being addressed. I'm curious, the letter that's in the materials from 2022 that was directed to mayor and council, just like if there was any response to that at all.
I can speak to whether or not there was a response.
Great, thank you.
Yes, we followed protocol and submitted the letter from PAC-DC on behalf of PAC-DC to the boards and commissions, and it is their duty to forward it to mayor and council. Those were the instructions we were given. And that's all I have in terms of any reply with respect to the PAC-D letter that was submitted on your behalf.
Mr. Clark?
I submitted that to my fifth ward councilman twice and got no response on it.
Any other committee members have any comment for in response to Ms. Ackerman's questions? Ms. Cooper?
I this happened before I was on the committee, although it came up again, I think, at one of my first meetings. I was contacted by Kevin Dahl, who represents Ward 3, who appointed me, and we had a conversation around the issue of monitoring, who would be responsible, if anyone, for monitoring in the event that any racist, sexist, anti-Muslim, anti-Semitic information or art was put on such a free wall. And he and I both agreed that we had concerns around that issue.
Okay.
I was just going to note that I contacted the city manager's assistant, and she, looking at the free walls that have been enacted before, noted that most of them were all on private property, not on city property, and she just wasn't sure, you know, if it was a thing that the city could maintain, but I didn't hear anything more about that as far as she said she suggested that we find somebody to do it on a private wall instead of a city wall. So that's as far as I got. And I didn't make too much more effort to reach out further, but I'd like to kind of hear some more of the thoughts from her if we proceed more with this. I guess with that said, does anybody know if there has been a free wall on city property or government property?
Not within the city of Tucson, to my knowledge. I'll leave that to others to clarify, should I be wrong.
Jim, I have a question in regards to what you just said. So there's not within city limits that you said, but you're aware of something someplace else, yes?
My understanding, and I think it was written up somewhere, that other communities have explored free walls. And I don't know what their experience has been. In the letter that Ms. Chera Jimenez had prepared, Austin and Portland were cited as locales that had some experience with free walls. So I would turn folks to those references as cited in her letter for more information. I did not personally link on those to dig deeper.
I think those were the ones that she was saying were privately owned. So I'm just wondering, you know, even nationally, if anybody, any cities have taken this on as a city-maintained, city-owned sort of venture. Because I just think there's so much up against it that getting the city to back this sort of project is fairly difficult. But if there was other examples we could show where a city has taken it on, then maybe that's, you know, a little bit easier.
I think that's a great point. I also wonder if there's any sort of, like, tax abatement or incentive or anything that the city could offer, even if they weren't able to maintain the site themselves to a private property owner. But I think, obviously, we just need to dig a little bit further into, like, the logistics of this sort of idea. I'm curious. I really appreciate hearing everyone's kind of conversations with their appointing reps. This also happened when I first came on to the committee, and I did not reach out to the mayor, who's my appointing representative. So I'm happy to, again. I'm curious kind of like the level of enthusiasm from the committee around this idea, and if it might be something that we can incorporate into the public arts plan or something that we can advocate for as a whole as a committee. I know when I first came on this, as Jim was explaining, like there was a decision to not pursue it as a whole as a committee, but to just individually go to our appointing reps. But I think it would be more powerful if folks are interested in it, if we could figure out a way to, you know, support the idea as a whole. It doesn't feel like much of a burden to me to explore it, at least. And I if it's not clear, I will state it. I'm biased because I'm in favor of the free wall.
Would you mind talking a little bit more about that? What do you like about it?
Oh, what I liked about it? Yeah, I think the way that it kind of democratizes the public art process and creates a place where you know, that's like has few barriers to access for many different artists, regardless of, you know, their means, regardless of whether or not they're applying for public art projects, rewards, giving a place where they can legally express themselves without, you know, being persecuted for doing so, or without you know, fear of reprehension, I guess. Sorry, my blood sugar is dropping, so the words are not coming easily. But I think I really, really love the idea of a collaborative space that is free and open to all and sanctioned, where folks will not be persecuted for throwing some art up on the wall, and other folks won't be, you know, run out of certain social circles for throwing some more art up on top of other people's art. And maybe just also from like a social experiment standpoint to see what happens. I totally understand the concerns of what could go up, and I think that those concerns are valid. And also, depending on how it's approached, you know, there could be a way to mitigate harm.
See some hands being raised. Robert, and then Ms. Luke. Park?
I have some concerns over the section in the materials that were provided that in the event of anything objectionable, that the city be notified and it would be removed within 48 hours. It seems to be a fairly long time, depending on the suggestions of what might be unacceptable.
Okay. Maureen, did I, Ms. Lewis, can I see your showing an interest in saying something?
I just have a question about, could it be something that's put on the roster if there was an artist that was going to be responsible for maintaining and making sure that nothing that's bad, whatever, is left? Because that's how things get approved for the 1%, is they're on the roster. And currently, this isn't. So, it's not getting any of the public funding. I don't know. Throwing it out there.
What about maybe the idea of putting it on a roster to see if there's any interest in a private business own wall? Anybody interested in maybe donating a space for the purpose of this rather than trying to get the city or the county to back this sort of a project? Is that maybe a possibility of just putting a call out there or that sort of thing?
Is this a call that PACD would manage and run?
I would imagine. I don't know what the guidelines are behind something like that as a proposal to call on the public for something like that. But does PACD have any input on that at all? For the Arts Foundation?
I don't hear any. So I have a couple of folks with their hands up, Ms. Brown and then Ms. Joplin.
Thank you, Jim, and committee members. I just wanted to ask if this, so first of all, I did speak to a person in the office for Matt Hines' office, just kind of trying to see what they felt about a free wall. Since they said that if it was in the city, you know, they really have no opinion about it since it wouldn't be on county property. However, if it would be on county property, they said it would probably be difficult to get permission for something like this to be pushed forward, but that wasn't a complete no, it was just a comment. And then, of course, they did raise the same concerns that have already been voiced about who would be responsible for it, who would be responsible for monitoring anything that could be obscene or objectionable or harmful to community. So same concerns were raised. My question, though, is if this were to go onto a private wall, what responsibilities, if any, would the Arts Foundation or the PACD committee have to be a part of this if it were to be transitioned to a personal or private wall? I don't know if anybody can answer that.
Can I chime in? The Arts Foundation is responsible for, or contracted to, manage the City of Tucson public art program and Kern County's public art program. We don't do any work in the private sector, so that is entirely up to the owner of the property and whoever else wants to be involved. That's it. I hope that helps.
All right, thank you. We have some other committee members who express an interest in speaking on this item. Ms. Joplin?
Back in the first time I was on the Public Art Committee, back when it was TPAC, back in the probably the late 80s, early 90s, we had an idea to get public-private partnerships going, and we developed a project called Los Callejones. And we were working on two alleys, one that was south of Congress, west of 6th Avenue, the wall, that alley was going to be made into a pedestrian walkway. And the wall I'm going to speak about was below the mural that's the, is it the kid is being chased by the piñata. Then the other alley was north of Congress. And we were, that was also going to be a pedestrian way, but the one I was involved with was the first alley. And what we did was that during the beginning of downtown Saturday nights, I had a Polaroid camera and we would charge people $10 to paint on the wall. And we got all the paint companies in town to give us paint. So we had just random paint. They painted whatever they wanted. We took their photograph and it was just this beautiful collage every Saturday night. And it was on, that was a private wall, but it was very fun. The city was really into it and it really was a great partnership. And I still have piles of those, Polaroid shots of the people that came, and maybe having it be something that is not like that had a turnover every week because we needed to have a blank wall every Saturday night. So maybe thinking about this in a more ephemeral, temporary way might be a way to inch into the idea and not have it be so monumentally, this is it for forever. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Joplin. Ms. Cooper?
So one of the concerns I have is that idea that the city would or the county would remove it if it was offensive, because that raises really significant First Amendment issues, and the city or county attorney, I am guessing, would have an opinion about that.
Okay. Ms. Fung? You have your hand up.
I remember when this free wall letter was being written before it went out. I mean, this is a free wall, free to anyone. And it's self-regulated. If you read the letter, if there's anything offensive, then it would be self-regulated and covered by the people who find it offensive. And the walls that I remember that they were thinking of was either Santa Rita Park or any of the other blank walls around the city, that they would have it as a free wall. And it's just anyone can come anytime, self-regulated, and just to do whatever they want. So that's my understanding about the letter.
Okay, thank you. Any other comments of concerns? A way to perhaps approach this and clarify a future agenda item, Ms. Hernandez.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I remember, you know, I worked at Bentley's as a young cook back in the 90s when that wall went up. And, you know, I think it was a great opportunity for folks to, you know, skate and also to spray paint. And there was a lot of things that happened, out of that space as well, you know? And so I'm not opposed to this idea of having a free wall in Tucson, having a free wall in Tucson. And, from what I felt like a lot of pressure, to somehow have the free wall be one of the ways in which, we are accomplishing the percent for art project that we're responsible for seems to me to be two separate things. And so I think advocating for a free wall is fine and dandy, and we've done that. Now, to get it pushed forward, I think it makes sense. But, you know, to propose that the free wall is, you know, the public art plan for the city of Tucson and Pima County is not what that letter was about. And I love the idea of the three sites that were mentioned, Reed Park, Santa Rita Park, Cushing Street, Skate Park. Those make a lot of sense given the nature of what this could be and what the individual Austin and Portland examples that were given are also graffiti parks and free walls in that way. So, you know, I think that it's become something other than it is in a lot of ways over these months of not acting on this. And so, you know, I have no issue or problem, you know, taking this to Lane Santa Cruz's staff and seeing what they think, you know, designating a wall, whether or not that becomes a vehicle for every single art percent for art project in the city of Tucson is another item altogether. And I think that is, you know, something that we can continue to talk about. But I don't see a reason why we couldn't. We've had these walls in the past in Tucson. We'll have them again in the future in private spaces for sure. So I think that this is a fairly easy, the letter's been done. And so it's like, at this point, I don't really see where there has been so much, I don't know, it's felt like this has become such a larger issue than what this letter proposes in so many ways. It's felt actually adversarial in a lot of ways, and that feels unnecessary to me anyway. I mean, I have no problem going to Ward 1 and advocating for the establishment of a wall. And then let's see what happens. If it's successful, if it self-regulates, if it does fulfill all the things that we hope that it will based on the expectations and hopes of this letter, then we advocate for additional spaces. The community will tell us what the community wants. And that has been my feeling in 35 years of living in this community, that, you know, that the Tucson will show up for what it believes in. And so, you know, I think if a free wall could happen around the skate park, I think that makes so much sense. That's the ethos and the feeling behind so much of what this letter is saying and we're advocating for, as a space for young artists who might not have the opportunities to submit a formalized, you know, application and engage in those processes. But, you know, as someone who's been advocating for the arts first as a young 20-year-old back in the day when I was young, you know, to what you see before you right now, you know, I think that there are spaces and I would love to have that, the energy that was, that happened behind Bentley's in that alleyway off of Congress was amazing. It, you know, it allowed for a lot of graffiti artists to be able to meet other graffiti artists internationally. I remember like Says One and Frank and all of these other guys, they were able to travel to, you know, to Italy and meet with other spray can artists and learn about what that looks like internationally. We had an exhibition at TPAC of their work, you know, and so I think that it creates a lot of really incredible space that I have a lot of heart for and fond memories of. And anyway, I apologize for taking so much time, but you know, if that's what we're talking about, 100%, you know, what it's become, and I feel like the adversarial way in which it's been proposed and talked, the way that I've been talked to and been, you know, had my work email and my work, you know, reached out to in regards to this, I'm not okay with that. But if we're talking about a space where young folk can come and share their work, 100% I'm down for that. That's what I had to say.
Thank you, Ms. Hernandez. I appreciate the positive perspective on your comments. I do want to maybe emphasize something. You mentioned the Cushing Street skate park. I just saw it in the paper this morning that it's moving forward. And they say in the description of the skate park is having a mural wall. And, of course, the first thing that came to my mind was, sounds like a free wall to me. But we'll, look forward to seeing how that transpires. And perhaps we'll end up backing into one for that particular project. So I see Ms. Ackerman's hands up again.
Yeah, thank you. Liam, thank you so much for that perspective. I really appreciate it. And I totally agree. And just echoing what Jim said, like, I think as someone who also grew up at skate parks, like, that would be amazing for Cushing Street. And for me, I think just hearing a lot of the perspective of, like, where this discussion has started, where it's going, how it's come up again, I'm really interested more so in yes, learning a hopefully, you know, very near future agenda item where we learn about kind of the public art plan, the different administrative directives and how we fit into them. And, like, excuse my ignorance as a newer member, but that's going to be really interesting to me and to see if from that conversation it makes sense to work the idea of the free wall in as one of the proposals that we develop for either augmenting or supporting the existing, you know, public art plan. So I'm really interested to see where this idea sits within that discussion. And I just wanted to volunteer also over the next month. I'd be happy to do a little bit more digging. I know the links are there in that last letter from a couple of years ago, but I'd be happy to do a little bit more digging to see, like, how have those free walls panned out? Are there any instances that we can find of publicly owned free walls, you know, that have come up in the last couple of years, and just bring, you know, whatever I can find to the committee for our continued discussion around this? Because if we are going to discuss what the public art plan is and where we are, you know, supported, encouraged, or allowed to take up space in its development or implementation, then if we also have some more recent examples of what's worked, what's failed, maybe we can kind of hone this conversation about what we're actually bringing to the table again and trying to push forward. So I'd be happy to do that.
Watch out. We'll be reaching out to you. Thank you. Ms. Fisher, your hand's up, or you have a hand up. And you're muted.
Let me unmute. So, yeah, I totally agree with Adrian about doing a little more research on things and walls, public walls that have been successful and where they've gone. Because actually, you know, when I was listening to Ms. Hernandez speaking about how this is, you know, just simply a nice place for young artists, what comes to mind for me is maybe what's changed, everything is so politically charged right now, you know, and so how do you keep it simple like that? I'm just wondering if that's why it's become so much more complicated, you know, or so much bigger, is just the political, you know, that everything is so politically charged right now. But yeah, so I agree. It would be great to see what has happened to some other walls. I think that'll help us out a lot.
Thank you. I appreciate those comments. Clearly, you know, art has a role in promoting civil discourse, and I think this is perhaps a vehicle we could continue to explore with respect to furthering that responsibility of art in our community. So anyone else offer some insights on this particular item? We'll clearly be wrestling with it some more, I believe, as we review our responsibilities in relation to public art plan. I appreciate everyone's input. Without further
I just wanted to Adrian, again, I just wanted to say thank you to the Arts Foundation staff for putting together all the notes, for being so patient in our, like, continued discussion around this, and for supporting, you know, our involvement in that discussion. That's it.
Thank you, Ms. Ackerman. Yes, I'll echo that as well. Again, thank you, Arts Foundation staff. And you get to live with some more, I believe. So, well, with that, I will move on then to the next agenda item, if I might. Any objections? Hearing none. Item number 9 is the deaccession subcommittee for living lenses. I believe we've got Ms. Christensen on this item.
Yeah, thank you. I'll share my screen quickly just to help explain what I'm talking about. So I'm in the process of assembling a subcommittee per the ADs. If an artwork is to be removed from the city's collection or even is in consideration of removal from the city's collection, the first step is to assemble a subcommittee of both PACD members and related experts. So there was an artwork called Living Lenses that was located on St. Mary's just west of Granada that was recently damaged pretty severely in a car accident, damaged to the point that deaccession is up for discussion. And so I'll be assembling a subcommittee, including folks from the Department of Transportation, local artists. I've been in conversation with the original artist just yesterday about this. And so I wanted to invite at least a few PACD members to join this subcommittee that can help us kind of review the condition of the current artwork, what the guidelines look like for the city, and what it would mean to either restore or remove this artwork from the collection. It's a little hard to see it in the photo here, but it is the silver piece if you've ever noticed it on St. Mary's. You won't notice it now because it's not there, but that is the piece that is in discussion. So I'll stop sharing my screen here, but would love to open it up if anyone is interested in joining that subcommittee. I'll be scheduling meetings probably between now and our May meeting to kind of get the discussion rolling. So if you're interested, please raise your hand or let me know. And if you think about it next week and think, you know what, that does sound like a good idea, you can email me as well. but is anyone interested here right off the bat in joining that subcommittee? I'm looking for at least two members.
I'm interested. I was involved with the project that it was installed on, so.
Okay. Awesome. And Leanne, I see your hand. Great. Thank you. It is in Ward 1, so. Perfect. Well, great. I will reach out to both of you to schedule those meetings.
All right. Any further discussion of the deaccession subcommittee for Living Lenses? Hearing none?
I have one question.
Yes.
Just, Abby, sorry, my brain is, I've been inconvenienced since 6:30 this morning. So just one more time, the deaccession, is it possible to replace it, or we're talking about a completely new piece?
What we're doing is we're looking at the piece to see if it's feasible and if it's possible and, like, financially responsible to restore it, or if we'll just remove it from the collection. Those are the two options, and we're going to be kind of evaluating what our options are.
Remove and replace, or just fix or remove?
Fix or remove.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure I had clarity on that. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Any further discussion of item 9? The Accession Subcommittee for Living Lenses. Hearing none, we'll move on then to item 10, public art donation preview. Ms. Christensen, this is yours as well.
This is my part of the meeting. I think the three here are all my agenda items right in the middle. So I'll share my screen one more time. We have a new donation proposal that has come in recently for an artwork that will be a temporary donation of an existing sculpture to Reed Park. Here you can see an image of it kind of superimposed into the location that's being proposed along Randolph in Reed Park. The artist is Pat Frederick, and I have a packet like I've shared for other previous donations that I'll be sending to you, and it includes a proposal and a maintenance protocol, letters of community support, as well as a summary of a community petition, assigned support from Ward 6, as well as the Parks Department review, and then additional project details. I'll be sending that out shortly after the meeting. Please feel free to review it, drop down any comments that you have, and then we'll be inviting Pat to our next meeting to discuss and take a vote on this upcoming donation. Thank you.
Any questions in relation to our public art donation preview, agenda item 10? Hearing none, we'll move then on to the next agenda item, which is the preview of an upcoming temporary project. That's a wrap. And Ms. Christensen's going to wrap this up for us.
Thank you. And I will share my screen for a last time here. But I wanted to introduce a project that we will be bringing up next month as well, that is a new project that will be happening downtown. It's a utility box wrap project. So rather than painted utility boxes, we're doing a limited project where there will be 10 utility box locations downtown along Congress and Broadway that will be wrapped with artist designs. Due to the budget for this project, it's within the realm that we can use the pre-approved artist roster for all those artists that were approved last June. And so 5 artists were selected from that pre-approved roster. They're currently working on their designs, and we've assembled a panel that selected the artists, a community panel similar to what we use for all of our CIP projects, that selected the artists and is now in the process of reviewing and giving feedback to their designs while they finalize them. So next month, we will have those 10 final designs that we'll bring to you to review and go a little bit further into our process so that you can ensure that the process was followed correctly. And this is a temporary project. The vinyl wrap is expected to last roughly 5 years. So these are not permanent additions, but they're a really exciting addition for the near foreseeable future downtown. So then, like I said, next month, we will present all 10 of the designs and review the selection process and design for you, similar to how we do for our other projects. So we just wanted to put that on your radar that that will be coming soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions with respect to the temporary project? That's a wrap. Hearing none, we'll move then on to item 12. That's a request for any additional agenda items beyond those that we've already discussed at today's meeting. Hearing no comments, we'll move to adjourn. Thank you, everyone, for your time and insights and thoughtful commentary. Look forward to seeing everyone next month, and enjoy our spring weather.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.